Books.
I love that idea of holding the book in the hand. We can hippity hoppity off to a different land later, but that holding the book in the hand part is very, very fun. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable. It is Tuesday and time for our book picks list from our independent bookseller of the week, Susanna Hermans of Oblong Books in Millerton and Rhinebeck, who joins us this morning to present some of the finest authors and books that are making their way to store shelves this season. It's always a pleasure to see you, Susanna. Good
Likewise, morning. Joe. Thank you.
Wonderful to see you. All right. So where would you like to begin?
Oh, my gosh. So we're going to start with a couple novels.
Okay.
So the first is called All Grown Up. It's by Jamie Attenberg. And Jamie is one of my favorite novelists a lot of people haven't heard of.
Okay.
She has written, I think this is her fifth novel. She's best known for The Middlesteins, which was a New York Times 10 Best Book of the Year a couple years back. And her last novel was Saint Maisie. Her newest is All Grown Up, and it's a novel in stories about a 39-year-old single, childless woman in New York City navigating her life as she sees her siblings and friends sort of discover what it means to be a grown-up while she is sort of still feeling like she hasn't figured it out for herself. It's wonderful. It's a short novel. The theme of a life in pieces is furthered by this novel in stories format, which is similar to the format that was used by Olive Kitteridge by Elizabeth Strout, which was one of my favorite books.
Yes.
And it's a really effective form to sort of to jump in time throughout the life of a person, but have it all connect into one story is pretty powerful. And I just loved this novel. It's wonderful.
All Grown Up by Jamie Attenberg.
And then moving to something a little darker and a little more twisted, Universal Harvester. Universal Harvester is the new novel by John Darnielle. This is his second novel. The first one was called Wolf in White Van, and that was one of my favorites, so I had to pick this up as soon as it came out. He, in addition to being a writer, he is the main guy in the band The Mountain Goats. And this novel is about a guy who's working at a local video store in the late 1990s, and someone comes in and returns a tape and says, there's something wrong with this tape. There's another movie on it. And he's sort of like, okay, well, I'll look into it and get back to you. And then another customer comes in with another tape and says, there's something on this tape that shouldn't be there. So he takes the tapes home, he watches them, and partway through each of the movies, the film stops, and a 3 or 4 minute segment comes on of something strange that shouldn't be on the tape. So he decides he's going to try to figure out what this is, where it came from, and that sort of begins to take over his life.
Oh.
It's really good. It's very literary, very cerebral, set in the Midwest, and he just has a really beautiful writing style, also very spare. It's another short novel. I will read everything he writes as soon as I can get my hands on it.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Highly recommend.
Very cool. All right.
And then moving along to a couple mystery thriller types, as I tend to do. The first is called Ragdoll by Daniel Cole. And this is a debut novel from a British paramedic, RSPCA officer, Royal National Lifeboat Institution person. He's got this really interesting background, and he has started to write detective mysteries. So his first book, Ragdoll, centers around this detective, Wolf Fox, who has a reputation in his department because he beat up one of their suspects pretty badly and is just coming back to work after this sort of shameful thing that he did.
Oh.
And the crime that he is sent to investigate is, this is a slightly gruesome, so just FYI, it is a body has been discovered, but the body isn't one body, it's six bodies that have been sewn together to form one body. Okay, end of gruesomeness. But so it's up to him and his team to figure out who these victims are, what this killer is up to, and they just, you know, they get a message from the killer that has a list of six names of who's next, and of course our detective is the sixth name on the list. It is really good. I enjoyed it very much, and I think it's the first of more to come with this detective character. But it's got a really fast pace. And it is a little bit on the more gory side, not extremely, but just if you don't like that, don't read it. But if you're a CSI fan, go for it. You know, you know yourself.
Sure. Ragdoll by Daniel Cole.
And then stepping sort of more toward the literary side, a book called Quicksand by Malin Persson Giolito. She's Swedish. This novel was named the best Swedish crime novel of the year. It's her first time being published in English, but I think this is maybe her fourth book. This one was really, really intense. It's the story of a young woman, an 18-year-old woman, who has been charged for helping her boyfriend kill their classmates. And it starts just as her trial is about to begin. And it's her interior narrative. And, of course, she's going to be an, what's the word? Unreliable narrator.
Yeah.
Of her own events. But also, you're getting both the story of how she's proceeding through this trial, along with flashbacks to what led to the crime, but also what was happening in this relationship between her and her boyfriend where they came to this point at which this was going to be happening. It's just dark and twisted and really, really interesting. Very well written, very well translated. And this has just been out a couple of weeks, but it's selling extremely well for us. So I think people are very curious about the story.
Quicksand by Malin Persson Giolito.
So then moving on to kids' books, I brought what is so far, I think, my favorite picture book, my favorite fun picture book so far this year. It's called Escargot, story by Dashka Slater with pictures by Sydney Hansen. And it's the story of a little snail, Escargot. He only wants two things in life. One, to be your favorite animal. And two, to get to the delicious salad at the end of the book. So the whole story is him traveling onto the picnic table outside to get to this salad. And while he's walking, he's telling you how beautiful he is and how wonderful he is and how much he would love to be friends with you. And then he gets to a carrot, and he doesn't really like carrots. But once he tries the carrot, he realizes maybe it's pretty great. And it is the sweetest story. It is best read in a French accent, parents. So just get ready. But he is the sweetest little character. And as
You've
he
determined
travels,
this. It's best yes. in a French
it's,
accent.
You know, it's written in this way that just like brings. I'm not going to do a French accent because no, that's yeah. a terrible idea. But but it's just written in this way that you just can't help but put a little French
sure.
lilt into your voice. And he is just the sweetest little character. People don't think they don't like snails, but if you read Escargot, I think you'll fall deeply and deeply in love with them.
I'll tell you, for me, it's worth the $17 just to see a snail in a beret.
Yes!
Very cute.
Yeah, he's
very
a sweetie.
Very cute. That's great. Oh, this is very cute. Look at that. All right, so it's Escargot. By Dashka Slater and pictures by Sydney Hansen.
Yes. And I should say it's probably good for ages 3 to 6.
Excellent.
So next is Charlie and Mouse by Laurel Snyder with illustrations by Emily Hughes. There's a gap for kids between when they're learning to read between a book like an I Can Read book like Frog and Toad.
Yes.
And an early chapter book like Magic Treehouse. It's a really big jump just to read, you know, in the number of words per page between those two. So we're starting to see publishers bring out more books that fill that gap. And Charlie and Mouse is one of them. So it's still an illustrated book, but it has some chapters. It's very short. But the number of words per page is a much more reasonable number for kids who aren't quite ready for Magic Treehouse yet. So I'd say this is your 6 and 7 year olds mostly. This is the story of Charlie and Mouse, who are two brothers, just as they kind of go about their life in their neighborhood. And it's the sweetest story. It is sort of generally based on the author's own children and her neighborhood and the kids that live there. And it's just lovely. And I hope perhaps that there will be more Charlie and Mouse books to come.
Well, if the spine is any indication, it has the number one on it. So we would assume there's a number two somewhere in the works.
Good detective work there, Joe.
Some sort of contract has been signed to find out the further adventures of Charlie and Mouse. Okay.
And then a little nonfiction. Over and Under the Pond by Kate Messner with art by Christopher Silas Neal. This one I'd say is for ages probably 4 to 8. And it takes you through the ecosystem of the pond. It's the third book in the series. They did Over and Under the Snow and Up in the Garden and Down in the Dirt. And it's a really, first of all, it's absolutely beautifully illustrated. And it looks at what's happening underneath the water and above the water. It takes you through all of the different organisms and animals and critters that are to be found. Everything from that to the quality of the water, what's happening on the muddy bottom of the pond, in the reeds above the pond. It's just a beautiful introduction to ecology for a younger kid.
Oh, there's a moose.
Everyone loves the pond.
Yes. Beavers. Oh, this is very pretty.
Yes.
Very nice. A lot of good stuff going on. And you said nonfiction, sort of like nonfiction?
It's not really
story.
A story so much as it's basically a mother and son taking a boat across a pond, and you learn about what they're seeing.
And then there's information in the back.
Yes.
The all about the animals.
Exactly.
Whirligig beetles.
Right? Amazing.
Very cool. Anything fun happening at the store?
We have one more.
That's good, good, good. No, good. We have time.
Oh, good. So one young adult pick, which is The Upside of Unrequited by Becky Albertalli. She had a book last year, I believe, that was a huge runaway hit called Simon Versus the Homo Sapiens Agenda. And now this is her second novel. It's a story of a girl who is in high school, and she's hasn't had a boyfriend, and she's stressing about that. Her twin sister has paired off. Her moms are about to finally tie the knot, and she just feels left out until, of course, someone walks into her life. It's just a delicious rom-com, and I loved it.
The Upside of Unrequited. What else is happening? Anything cool?
So we are celebrating National Poetry Month all month long, but this Thursday night at 6 in our Rhinebeck store, we have a trio of local poets coming to read. So if you feel like you've been neglecting National Poetry Month, come on down and get a little dose of some good stuff. And then, of course, at the end of this month is Independent Bookstore Day, which is a nationwide celebration of independent bookstores. It's on Saturday, April 29th. And I would guess that most of the bookstores in the listening area are participating in one way or another. We will be having at our Rhinebeck store at 11 a.m. a event for kids called Stand Up and Sing. And it is featuring two picture books, nonfiction picture books. One is about Pete Seeger and one's about Billie Holiday. And it's both about how the music artists use the power of song to protest. So that whole event is going to be about protest and the power of music.
Wonderful.
Which is pretty cool. And then over in Millerton, on a totally different note, we're going to be having a vodka tasting with the folks at P&E Vodka, which is a local vodka company. So we're making a recipe from one of the books that we'll be selling just on Independent Bookstore Day, which is a recipe book of cocktails made by authors. So.
That's great.
Yeah.
Really good stuff. Well, a lot going on and fun things happening at the bookstore. You can find out more by going to oblongbooks.com, oblongbooks.com. For more information on them, go to their website. You can also check out our website where your list is on there, Susanna, and all of our lists, of course. And better yet, go visit them, especially on Vodka Day. Rhinebeck and Millerton and oblongbooks.com. Susanna, it's always a delight to see you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe. Likewise.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.